Today we're talking with Melody Powell Kriegenbrink. Melody was originally a short course coordinator at the college and then took the additional responsibilities of the director, our first director of the conference center. Melody, could you tell us a little bit about your background before you joined the college?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I had experience in two areas, one as a classroom instructor on the secondary level in a community in southern Iowa, and second, I had experience in a business office for a utility company here in Des Moines area.
Very interesting. The conference center, as I understand it, grew out of the short courses, and there is another interview on that that you have already provided for us. But could you tell us a little bit about why it was important for a conference center to be established, and where was it located physically, and just how did you go about starting it up?
Well, as all facets of the college, the short courses, the job-related training, that was in a growth mode. And we were doing classes on the campus, and we were also doing classes in-house at company sites. Well, it seemed important that we would have a space and also services that would be much like a hotel for providing a place for seminars, conferences, and workshops. In other words, short, concentrated offerings. So the leaders of the college, in their wisdom, identified a specific building, which was Building 7, and remodeled an area that had been a student center, and it was remodeled specifically for adult learning. And it was a beautiful place, and it was easily accessible, plenty of parking, and so that fashion, we as a college could offer topics that would help employees be more productive at the work site. And it also worked as a marketing tool for our full-time programs because we were getting managers and supervisors, people at all levels of work, and they would see what we were able to do in helping train potential employees for their businesses. The conference center had a staff. It was a small one, myself and a support staff, and we took care of daily operations like helping plan events, promoting events, registering, securing materials and supplies, and arranging for food services. And that was also another plus for the college and for the students is we had food service, and so students could participate and get some on-job training.
I am sure the conferences varied somewhat in size, and it's my understanding that sometimes on Saturdays, weekends, so on, you could actually accommodate quite large groups. Could you give us just an idea of maybe the approximate size range? Probably some were quite small, some were quite large, but could you think of some numbers that would give us an indication of how that was, how people did participate?
We were fortunate in that we had the auditorium, which was nearby. So we could utilize the auditorium, and then we had a large room in the conference center, which would hold about 100, several smaller rooms that would hold, say, around 30 people. And then we did have a reception area, reception desk, and a special dining room that could be utilized for smaller events. It was especially helpful in the days that we had, and of course they are still in place, continuing education unit requirements. In other words, people from our professionals, when they needed to have their license renewed, they would have to provide proof that they had participated in continuing education. And so we did serve quite a number of professionals in their continuing education.
I see our time is just about up. I know the conference center was a very, very important development in the life of the college at the time. Do you have any special memories from that startup or things that you recall that you think would be interesting to others?
I do. One of the largest educational endeavors that we did was training Greyhound employees. We had upwards to 700 employees that were trained, and much of their classroom experiences was in the conference center. So we had hundreds of students for weeks at a time, and that's probably my most vivid memory of capacity at the conference center.
Well, thank you very much. And we've been talking again with Melody Powell Kragenbrink, who was the original conference center director at the college and served in that capacity until she left the college several years later. Thank you very much, Melody.
Thank you, Carol.